This is the time in the show where normally I tell you that I downloaded an app for my iPad or my Android phone, and I tell you that it sucked, don't waste your money, it's free to play, it's garbage, whatever. But
sometimes even it's hot garbage.
Only
that happens. The
hottest garbage.
Only the best.
But we interrupt our regularly scheduled complaining for this bulletin. Last night, I paid $5.
Really? For an app?
That's a lot, right?
That's a lot of Obi money.
That is. Well, that's a lot in app money.
You're right.
Who pays $5 for an app? That's too much, especially knowing that we're right around the corner from it being 99 cents
on
sale.
You're right. Who would do that?
But yesterday, Lara Croft Go was released.
Oh, yeah. I saw it being featured.
Yes. I did, too. I had been planning on getting it. I saw the press releases yesterday that it was out. I actually went to get it during the show yesterday, and it had not been released yet. So last night, went ahead, downloaded it. And my thought was, there's no way it can be that great. Tomb Raider is about puzzles, climbing, sometimes shooting, all that kind of stuff. And I have been a Tomb Raider fan for the last couple of games. So I decided to go ahead and give it a shot. And let me tell you, it's fantastic.
You enjoyed it?
I was shocked by how good it actually was. It has puzzle solving that works. Now, it's turn-based, meaning that you, like, one step at a time kind of figure out what to do. And my thought was, how good could the puzzles be? How could there really be any action involved? But they have found a way to make it work. And the control scheme is intuitive. It's just swiping. Like, so when you want her to move forward, you swipe in the direction that you want her to move. And like each different screen is kind of a map grid. And the image you're getting when I say that is wrong. You'd have to see it to really know what I mean. But she can only move in certain directions. And I was just very impressed with it last night. I actually thought, I'm like, I'm going to spend this $5.
And then
I'm
mad about it.
I'm going to whine about it and all this stuff. And instead, I was engrossed by it. Stayed up later than I meant to because I was laying there playing Lara Croft Go. So it's not very often that I would say an app is worth $5, but this one might be. It really might be. The other thing I thought was great is not only does the art look good, but they do some very interesting things with, like, you've got the game board, I guess, like where Lara is standing. But in the foreground, you see things moving around. Like at this point, I'm very early on, but I'm being chased by a giant snake. So every once in a while, I see the snake.
It does, you know, when you describe it, you're like, was this before evening medicine? You know, I saw things even in the background and there were snakes and all this stuff.
There were things in my room moving around.
He took nighttime medicine for the whole cold thing that it's like, well, what was all in the game?
Well, I will say that sometimes when I take cold medicine, it does help me focus.
And you could also just be a little bit more mellow about the game and maybe not so harsh if you don't like it.
Okay, that may be true, but you know what? I liked
it. You're good to go?
I'm actually looking forward to spending some time playing it this weekend. Oftentimes, I'll see a game for the iPad that I get excited about, and I buy it in 2 minutes in, and I'm like, oh, whatever. This is something that has not been adapted to the iPad. It's been built for it kind of from the ground up, though it's also available on Android and your iPhone, so any iOS or Android device. And you know what? I spent $5 and I liked it.
You liked a game.
This is not what I expected to come in here and say.
And what was it, Lara Croft?
Lara Croft Go, turn-based Tomb Raider for a mobile device.